From NPR News in Washington, I'm Windsor Johnston. A search is underway for the man who shot and killed a sheriff's deputy during an ambush at a gas station in Houston, Texas, Friday night. Deputy Darren Goforth was pumping gas when the gunman approached him from behind. Thomas Gilliand of the Harris County Sheriff's Office says the shooter repeatedly fired his weapon at the fallen officer.
Deputy then fell to the ground. The suspect then continued over to him and shot the deputy again multiple times as he laid on the ground. The suspect then fled to a red-colored or maroon-colored, dark red or maroon Ford Ranger truck.
Goforth was a 10-year veteran. Tropical storm Erica is bringing high winds and heavy rain to parts of the Dominican Republic and Haiti. NPR's Greg Allen reports Erica is forecast to hit Florida on Monday, and Governor Rick Scott has declared a state of emergency.
The National Hurricane Center says Erica will travel over the mountainous interior of Hispaniola, combined with strong upper-level wind shear that will likely cause the storm to weaken. Erica's track, which had been up the Atlantic coast, now is aimed directly at South Florida. Because Erica is a disorganized storm without a well-defined center, the meteorologists say confidence in the track forecast is low. A lot depends on how well Erica recovers from wind shear and its interaction with land over the next few days. Along with 50 and 60 mile-per-hour winds, Erica is bringing rain and flooding. On the island of Dominica, the tropical storm washed out roads and bridges with deaths and many missing because of landslides. Greg Allen, NPR News, Miami.
Former President George W. Bush visited New Orleans and Mississippi Friday, 10 years after his administration was harshly criticized for its response to Hurricane Katrina. Bush toured federally managed levees and a charter school in the city, but he didn't make stops in parts of New Orleans that have yet to recover. The week on Wall Street has taken its toll on consumer confidence. The University of Michigan says its survey of consumer sentiment fell in August. NPR's Sonari Glinton reports economists say the setback is temporary, but it could have an effect on some big-ticket sales this weekend.
This month's bad financial news helped unsettle consumers. But Chris Christopher with IHS Global Insights says the effect is likely temporary because other consumer indicators are strong.
Income, wages, payrolls, gasoline prices, the housing market, all this stuff is looking good, and all these are positives for consumer confidence, but also for consumer spending.
Christopher says one of the very few places in the economy that could be temporarily affected by the stock market, high-end luxury car sales, which could be a ding on the car industry, which wraps up its all-important summer sales period this weekend. Sonari Glinton, NPR News.
On Wall Street Friday, the Dow was down 11 points, the Nasdaq up 15, the S&P up 1. This is NPR News. There will be no retrial for the white police officer who fatally shot an unarmed black man during a confrontation in North Carolina 2 years ago. The judge declared a mistrial after the jury deadlocked in favor of acquittal last week. Gwendolyn Glenn from member station WFAE in Charlotte reports.
The state's attorney general's office says prosecutors were not able to prove beyond a reasonable doubt that Randall Carrick was guilty. The Charlotte police officer was on trial for voluntary manslaughter in the shooting death of Jonathan Farrell. The 24-year-old's mother, Georgia Farrell, says she's not surprised but is disappointed by the decision.
I was hoping that they would have some moral feelings about this and look at Jonathan as maybe their child who has been murdered wrongfully.
Farrell says her family will continue to pursue legal action against the police officer and urge supporters to continue to protest peacefully. For NPR News, I'm Gwendolyn Glenn in Charlotte.
Fire crews in Washington state are bracing for expected high winds this weekend, winds that could make the task of containing a massive wildfire there even more challenging. Fire Incident Commander Todd Pechota says the blaze is still spreading and now covers more than 470 square miles.
We're currently calling the fire 12% contained, which is a decrease from yesterday, and we have about 1,850 people on the fire.
So far, the fire has destroyed at least 45 homes. I'm Windsor Johnston, and you're listening to NPR News in Washington.